Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumois, Peirik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Zora es Achas Mehen. Again, we have over here one box of Truma, one box of Chulin, we don't know which is which. In this Mishnah, he planted one of them. Sagt the Mishnah Potter. What does Potter mean? We're going to see later in Peirik Tes that if someone plants seeds of Truma, if he did so by mistake, quickly plow up the soil. What's that going to accomplish? It'll accomplish that the seeds won't grow. Well, let's say he didn't quickly plow up the soil, then a new plant did grow. So what grew is considered truma. Again, we'll see more about this in Perek Tes B'ez Hashem. So this person planted one of the boxes. He didn't plant a box, he planted the fruits in the box. So Zorez Achad Mehen, he planted one of the boxes. We don't know if it was truma or chulin. So like the Mishnah Potter, he's Potter from plowing it up. What about when the new things are going to grow? It's not considered truma. Again, we're going with the basis of Safek Derabanan Lekula. V'yashni, as far as the second box is concerned, the one he didn't plant, Noyba Ketruma. We have to treat that as if it's truma. A non-kayan can't eat it. On the other hand, V'chayev is Bechala. Maybe it's Chulin, so it's Mechuyev in Chala. And here too, Divi Reb Meir. That's the sheet of Reb Meir. V'Reb Yaisi Paiter. Reb Yaisi says, the second box is not Mechuyev in Chala. If we're not sure what it is, it's Pater and Chala. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi in all these three cases. And the Bat Tanura says that the Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Okay, so one person planted one of the boxes, and now Zara Acher es Hashnia. Someone else planted the second box, Pater. He's also Pater from plowing it up. Because that's also maybe Chulin, maybe Truma. However, if Zora Echad is Shtein, if one person planted the peiris of both boxes, one person came and he took both boxes and planted them. What now? One of them is for sure Truma, Zakta Mishnah. B'davar shezarei chol. If it's something where the seed falls apart, wheat, barley, when you plant the seeds, it like decomposes. A lot of times in life we think our life is falling apart and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is just really replanting us. So if it's zarei chala, zari means it's seeds, chala, falls apart, finishes, like v'yichul ha-shamayim. So l'maisa, the original truma doesn't remain, because the seed disintegrates. So therefore we say mutter. What's going to grow here is considered chul. A, maybe it was chul to start with, and B, the truma really disintegrated. However, u'bedava she'ein zarei chala. But if it's the type of plant where what you plant doesn't fall apart, garlic, onions, stays, so usr, so a non-kayan cannot eat it. That's the din if you would plant meduma, explains the Bat Tanura. Truma that fell to less than 100 of chulin. If it's davar shezari chala, we say what grows is mutter, meaning mutter for a non-kayan. If it's davar she'ein zari chala, like the garlic and the onions, that stays, it doesn't fall apart, then what grows is usr to someone who's not a kayan. So lemaisa, even though we consider it kimeduma, in other words, the two boxes here, where one is truma and one is chul. So even though we're saying it has the same halachis as truma that doesn't have 100 to be mevatalit, we still have this chumra that it's bedavar she'ein zarei kala. If it's something that doesn't fall apart, then asr, the lemaisa, what grows is asr for someone who's not a kayan. Later on in Perik Tes, Bez Hashem Yisbrach, we'll see more about these particular halachis of planting truma.